Freezing rain falls on the Arbat refugee camp in northern Iraq, more than 400 kilometers from the Syrian border. In the past 5 months, more than 500 Syrian refugees have traveled to this ad hoc camp in the middle of a bean field. The children, who are not playing outside in the mud, try to stay warm by burning refuse found in an abandoned sheep barn. Fuaz Akil is an ethnic Kurd from the Syrian city of Deir ez-Zor. He's living with his family of 10 in a tent donated by the semi-autonomous Kurdish government of northern Iraq.
We didn't come here for pleasure. We're suffering. Our house was destroyed. We lost everything. We came here because this is Kurdistan and these are our people. But still we are suffering. We're not living in this tent for fun. We had our own house. We had our own car, our own tractor.
With more than 80,000 Syrian refugees in Iraq, the UN and other international agencies are no longer able to provide essential aid to those crossing the border. Tents, toilets, and food have been donated by the local government or by local charities. Fatma Musa, also a Kurd, traveled nearly 1,000 kilometers from Aleppo after her house was destroyed by a rocket.
It was the middle of the night when we left Aleppo. We were driven to Hasaka and then to the Iraqi border. It was snowing and I had to carry my son on my back.
As the rain falls, children dart between shelters trying to stay dry. With the conflict in Syria showing no signs of abating, these refugees will continue to suffer through a harsh winter in the foothills of Iraq. Sebastian Meyer for VOA News, Arbat, Iraq.